This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Ministry of Health and Population says no need to panic regarding human metapneumovirus HMPV. Foreign Affairs Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai pledges to prioritize economic diplomacy in his tenure. And wildfires remain uncontained in U.S. city of Los Angeles. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has said that the human metapneumovirus HMPV spread in some places in China was a common virus and there was no need to panic about it. Issuing a press statement, the ministry said that its attention was drawn to the false information spread in different media outlets and social networking sites, urging all not to trust such rumors. The statement says that it is common to have higher infection rate of respiratory illnesses in the winter season. HMPV is not a new virus. This is just a virus causing cold and was observed in Nepal in past as well. Nepal has already prepared for the test, monitoring and recovery measures for this virus. The ministry has also stated that the risk of serious health issues from this virus was low and normally the virus is spread to people having poor immunity, children and senior citizens. Likewise, the ministry has said that monitoring and alertness have been intensified by the ministry, Department of Health Services, hospitals and laboratories. The newly appointed Foreign Secretary of Nepal, Amrit Bahadur Rai, has pledged to prioritize economic diplomacy in his tenure. Rai, who assumed office yesterday, emphasized the need to capitalize on opportunities for national development while addressing the country's challenges. A veteran diplomat with extensive experience in international relations and multilateral diplomacy, Rai previously served as Nepal's ambassador to the United Nations. He holds a master's degree in public management and has served in various senior positions within the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This appointment comes as Nepal seeks to strengthen its international partnerships and enhance its global standing. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa has formally requested the Israeli government to secure the immediate release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who is being held hostage by the Hamas terrorist group. During a courtesy meeting with the Israeli ambassador to Nepal, Shmulik Bas, at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Dr. Rana inquired about Joshi's condition and urged the Israeli government to make every effort to free him from Hamas captivity. Minister Dr. Rana sought more information from the Israeli ambassador regarding reports that Hamas was preparing to release 34 people it had abducted. Ambassador Bas informed the minister that the Israeli government had previously sent a list of Hamas requesting the release of elderly women and children who are in critical health condition and are being held captive. He added that there was information suggesting that the first phase of their release was being prepared. On the 7th of October 2023, Hamas attacked Israeli territory, killing over 1,000 people, including 10 Nepali students. Subsequently, they abducted several individuals, among whom was Bipin Joshi. There have been reports that Hamas is planning to release 34 of these abductees. As news emerged that Hamas is prioritizing the release of women, children and the elderly in the first phase, the government of Nepal has urged for Joshi's immediate release as well. The government of Nepal has been continuously engaged in diplomatic efforts to secure Joshi's release. Foreign Minister Dr. Rana has appealed to the international community to intervene and facilitate Joshi's release at various international and regional forums, as well as bilateral and multilateral meetings. Some school levels in the Sudur Paschim province have decided to hold classes of schools for 4 days due to biting cold following the cold wave in the region. The districts in Sudur Paschim have witnessed a cold wave for a week. The local levels in Kanchanpur district have announced a winter holiday for 4 days beginning today. Suklaphatta Municipality, Purnabas Municipality, Krishnapur Municipality of Kanchanpur decided to grant the winter holiday in view of adverse impacts on students' health due to the rising cold and have also asked all the concerned schools to hold classroom-based teaching and learning in private and community schools. Chief Administrative Officer of Suklafata Municipality, Khemraj Bista, said the decision was taken as the regular classroom activities were affected and the students have had adverse effects on their health from the cold wave. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 6 wildfires are now raging in the U.S. city of Los Angeles and its neighboring Ventura County. All but one are completely uncontained. BBC's reporter Crystal Hayes wrote that it was utter chaos in Hollywood. Streets were being gridlocked and people were carrying whatever belongings they could under the blanket of thick smoke. The latest blaze in the Hollywood Hills forced more people to evacuate, including in areas dotted with celebrity homes. 5 people are confirmed dead and more than 137,000 people have been evacuated in what has become the most destructive wildfire in LA's history. Firefighters are short on water and are resorting to taking water from swimming pools and private ponds. At least 6 people were crushed to death at a Hindu religious gathering in India, with several more injured. A huge crowd had gathered to collect entrance tokens to visit the Sri Venkateswara Swami temple in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh when the stampede broke out on Wednesday. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered condolences to the families of the deceased. Deadly accidents are common at places of worship in India during major religious festivals due to poor crowd management and safety lapses. In July last year, 121 people were killed in northern Uttar Pradesh state during a Hindu religious gathering. Another 112 people died in 2016 after a huge explosion caused by a banned fireworks display marking the Hindu New Year at a temple in southern Kerala state. Wednesday's incident comes days before the start of the Kumbh Mela, a 6-week Hindu festival of prayer and sacred bathing expected to be the largest religious gathering in history. Up to 400 million pilgrims are expected to attend this festival, according to the organizers. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. One or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi province will receive light snowfall. Fog is likely to continue at many places in the Tarai region today and tomorrow morning as well. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Ministry of Health and Population says no need to panic regarding human metapneumovirus HMPV. Foreign Affairs Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai pledges to prioritize economic diplomacy in his tenure. And wildfires remain uncontained in U.S. city of Los Angeles. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.